is on the air.
Good morning, Central Illinois, and welcome aboard. Beautiful day today. Actually, you're seeing the sunshine.
It's beautiful.
Yes. And we also have Brian and Leo in the studio. And guess what, guys? We're going to start off the show with a call. You ready?
Awesome.
All righty. Hi, welcome to Computers and Internet. You're on the air.
Hi. I am so glad to get in with you guys.
You started early.
I did. I got a big problem.
Uh-oh.
I have a...
That was a good. That was a good call and a great answer, guys.
I've had to do that. I've actually had to do that before.
Oh, really?
I could not find the disk, and you have to call them up. You know, and the code is sometimes listed in the about section, mm-hmm. or at least something that is unique identifier that says I actually did buy this.
Wow. All right, phone lines are open at 629-7970. It's Computers and Internet with BLH Computers. We have Leo and Brian in here with us today. It's a lot of Apple stuff coming out this week. Apple Pay?
Yeah, very excited about that. That'll avoid from having to have the
credit card.
Well, I like it better. I don't care about having to have the credit card. That doesn't really bother me at all. Mm-hmm. What I like is not having to remember to give my wife the receipt.
Hey, let's take a call here. Hi, good morning. Welcome to Computers and Internet with BLH Computers. Good morning.
Ho, ho, ho.
Well, hello, Mr. George.
Yes.
Oh, he's up George, in Alsip today, yes. So he's really excited.
I'm in Chicago, yes.
He's at the Alsip location. He's been banished there for a week.
What you know, George?
It's Christmas in October.
Are you doing something crazy like trying to get rid of inventory at 50% off up there?
You know what? That's a heck of an idea. You called it, Brian. 50% off, 9 to 1 o'clock in Alsip, Illinois today.
And yeah, he does have some, I just delivered him some pretty high-end laptops up there. Such a good idea. Trust me, everybody out there, I drive it all the time. It's not that difficult. To get a $400 computer for $200 is a pretty good deal. And it can be serviced down here. So.
And gas is Absolutely. Cheap this weekend.
Yeah, gas is cheap right now. So
especially for Chicago, $3.29.
Yeah, and you actually don't hit Chicago traffic going to Alsip.
That's true.
It's right off of...
It was a real nice drive. Yeah, it is a real nice drive.
If you're in the Decatur area, you just ride up 57 and you're there. It's not that bad at all.
And what do you get when you buy a computer from any BLH store? When you turn your old one in, what do you get if you need it?
A free data transfer. Yeah, free data transfer.
Free data.
So, there you have it.
Somebody come up here and make me busy today, please. Got the weight.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. Our Alsip store is also part of a residential metals drop-off, so cans and things like that.
Oh, okay, good.
So, as part of our agreement with them, Mark has to watch the weight scale, so he has a little walkie-talkie. They got the weight.
Let's go to the phones. Hi, good morning. Thanks for waiting. You're on Computers and Internet with BLH Computers.
Hi, I have a question. We received a document from a person, and when we received it, we noticed some typos, like some spaces left out of, you know, maybe four of them in the whole document. We wrote the person back, and she does not see that on her document. Would there be a reason for that? I think it's on Word.
Yeah, it depends on, like, what version of Word she has. If she has a newer one or older one than you do,
okay.
They might have had to convert it a little bit.
Or a font.
Yeah, it could be a font, too.
It may be two different fonts where she wrote it in a specific font that you do not have on your computer.
Oh, okay.
And it's how your computer's interpreting
the font. Okay. So if we tried to figure out what font that was, maybe would that make the difference?
The easiest thing would be to have her convert it to something simple like Times New Roman that everybody has.
Okay.
And then you should be able to read it.
Okay. Well, we can read it. It was kind of a legal document, and we wanted to make sure everything was kind of the ducks in the row. Right.
The other option you have is you can take the document you have, select all, and convert the text to a specific font that you have and see how that worked out.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Not a problem.
Bye-bye.
Nobody likes Comic Sans anymore. There's a war on it.
There are so many different ones. You have people that refuse to use Courier New or Times New, you know, the normal ones.
Yeah.
They have to change it to something different. They all look very similar. Because really, how many different ways can you write an A?
Well, if you've got
apparently a lot.
Right.
But 26 by last count I saw.
But it's one of those, it's just...
Helvecta, whatever that is.
Yeah. They're all different.
Yeah.
So...
629-7970 is our number.
Back on Apple Pay, yeah. I'm very excited to get it because I hate having to turn in receipts. My wife,
it's all right there on your phone.
Well, it'll email Heather so that I don't have to even remember to give it to her. Just drops it right there.
Life's gonna be sweet. It's gonna be sweet.
Oh yeah, so I'm really excited about that.
Is this the way where you can, you know, if you want a soda pop, you just go up to the machine and bink?
It has to have,
A send receive, of course.
It has to have the little wireless symbol on the machine, and usually there's a pad that you put it up to, and you just touch it to the pad, and it goes.
There's so many things these phones can do. Maybe you can make a call on it one day.
One day.
Hi, you're on Computers and Internet with BLH Computers. Good morning.
Hi, I have two questions for you, and I'd like to hang up and listen to your answer if I could.
Okay.
First of all, what is the what's going to be the fee for the merchants on Apple, whatever they're going to call this, payment system, and how is it going to transmit into the merchant? Is the merchant going to have a pad or something that they take that to, and how far back will an iPhone work? In other words, will a 4S or 4 work, or are they going to have to use a 5 or probably a 6? And one last question.
Okay, so 4.
I have Bluetooth in my car that I'm talking on now. How can I get that transmit when I'm listening to podcasts or listening to internet radio? Thank you for letting me ask all the questions.
All right. I'll handle the payment systems. Currently, through any card processor, any merchant has to have a card processor. You don't contract with just Visa to do this. BLH uses a company called WorldPay. And is all you have to do for the merchant side is buy the device that allows for this type of connectivity. And you tie it in. And is all it's doing is Apple Pay is creating a, what would you call it, a storage, a wallet almost on your phone. You choose the credit card that you want to pay with, and then it wirelessly transmits the signal to the device the merchant has, and it operates just as if the card were swiped. It transmits the same information. So there's really no fee for the merchant other than the initial purchase of the device capable of doing this.
So one device, multiple capabilities.
Correct.
Okay, good.
Yeah, typically, you've been seeing them. CVS just went and converted all of theirs over to it because merchants will have to convert to a newer format. What did JB tell us? October?
Yeah, October of 2015.
2015. You actually have to upgrade all of your merchant POS equipment because of the new rules that are going in place for security and data integrity. So chances are the merchant will have it. The older iPhones don't support it because it actually is a different transmission and it's encrypted.
You would have to get the Apple Watch
in order to be able to do it.
But then you would be able to enable the 5 and the 5S and 4S to be able to do the Apple Pay also with the watch because you would see through that.
But the phone itself doesn't have the capability built into it. So you'd have to get the 6 or the 6S in order to be able to pull that off.
Okay.
What was his third question?
I know one had something that had to do with Bluetooth.
And that's the fourth question.
Right. What's the third question?
I didn't have a pen and paper to write it down with.
Let's go to 4 and come back to 3.
Going on to Bluetooth.
Yes.
We'll come back to 3.
If it's hooked up to Bluetooth, it really, I think, it's more dependent on
the software of the car.
The software of the car and the software that you're using. Because I know, with Bluetooth, I can use really any audio will go through it. So I can use like Pandora.
Well, but on my car, Pandora is built in.
Right.
So you have to use Pandora through the car, and it uses the phone for the internet. So it actually goes the other way on Bluetooth.
So it really depends on the software on that. But
and truthfully, I the easiest thing to do is if you have a Chevy, take it to the Chevy dealership, and they should have, most of them usually have one techie guy who will walk you through how to get everything set up the way you want it to, because they're all different.
Yeah.
My mom has a Hyundai, and I had to send her in to get it done because it wasn't working the way I intuitively thought it should, and it's completely different than my car. So sometimes you just have to send them in because they don't work quite the way you wanted it to, and the dealership should provide that free of charge.
Alrighty. We're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back with computers and internet with BLH Computers.
Electronic gadgets, gizmos, and games.
It's 9:24. Good morning. Welcome back to Computers and Internet with BLH Computers. Our phone lines have been busy today, but we do have a couple open right now at 629-7970. Brian and Leo with us today on this gorgeous morning.
No, they just give us a window through a window and a window to look out at. I mean, it goes through three panes of glass.
At most radio stations, you don't even get window one. We're lucky today. We were talking about the Apple system here that is coming out with Apple Pay, and I hope we answered that gentleman's question fully. I think we did.
We believe we did, yeah.
If we didn't, just hit us with an email.
Yeah. In our what was that? Okay.
Anyway, shrimp salad, sorry. Yeah, it was an Android thing.
Oh, gotcha. And we had a couple of guys go with the iPhone 6 already.
Yeah, we got those coming in.
And we converted the whole company effective, I think, Monday. They come in, Monday or Tuesday.
Got one's coming in. One got the 6 Plus, so.
Oh, who got that?
Trent.
Really?
Yes.
The one who can't use...
Better battery life.
Gotcha. Well, he's in Jacksonville, and the entire company is on Verizon, and it's amazing. At the Morgan County line, Verizon stops working, and you're on roaming.
How do you like that?
You know, Trent and I have talked about it. He has Wi-Fi at home. It's Wi-Fi at the office,
yeah.
So it works there. The only time he has issues is he can't do text and email while he's driving, so that's really not an issue.
No, because it's illegal in this state.
You can't do that. So to have one, he's our one-off that happens that way. It's not the end of the world. It's a challenge to work around sometimes, yeah. Especially if you're at a we go to some of the sites around Jacksonville, and you don't get internet and email while you're there. But it's easy to work around.
Let's go to the phones. Hi, you're on Computers and Internet with BLH Computers. Good morning.
Good morning. I stuck a little decoration thing on my iPhone, you know, where you put your earphones in to listen to music, and it broke off in there. Is there any way I can get that out?
Very careful.
I mean, could somebody at your store do it?
Yeah, we've done something like that before, so we should be able to. It should be. I don't see. I think we've done something like that before. So.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you have to basically burrow a hole into it and then stick something in there that applies enough pressure to be able to create more pressure than the outward pressure on the. From the earphone jack and pull it out.
It's all physics.
Yeah.
Could they do it at the Taterville store? I live in Taterville.
You can try.
Oh, yeah, Jacob will be more than happy to help you out.
Do they do it while you wait, or do you have to leave your phone?
Yeah. He will definitely take a look at it while you wait and attempt to while you wait.
If it has to be something that he takes apart, he'll have to check it in, and you'll have to come back for it. But no, with a problem like that, it's either going to be we have the tools, and it's quick and easy, or it's not.
Yeah. Okay. I won't do it again after this.
So. It's just one of those.
Oh, darn it.
Yeah.
But yeah, okay. Jacob should be able to take care of that for you there.
Okay. Thank you. Love your show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, you're on Computers and Internet with BLH Computers. Good morning.
Good morning. I have a note that when I plug in my electricity to it, it has broke off inside.
Okay, so the power jack itself is broken.
Yes.
Okay.
It's still in there. I can hear it.
Yeah.
But...
you'll need to bring that in, and we can see if it is a board that is replaceable.
Okay.
Some of them are a hardwired soldered onto the connection. Others are almost a dongle that is a couple of wires, and it's just put in place there. Is it a Toshiba by chance?
It's just called Notebook. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm sure it's a cheapie, but at the same time.
Well, we can see if we can repair it. It doesn't cost to bring it in and have us look at it.
All right.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
And thank you for your call. Right now, our phone lines are open at 629-7970. We're going to go to news here in just a little bit. When we come back, you want to talk a little bit about our the project in Taylorville?
Yeah, our internet down there.
It goes super fast.
Yes, it does.
You know something? I'm surprised that this, you know, there's not the world championship of gamers down there because of lightning speed.
It really could.
Yep.
We'll give you more on that here in just a little bit. Right now, it is 9:30.
About computers, hardware, software, and the latest electronic gadgets, gizmos, and games.
Welcome back to Computers and Internet with BLH Computers. Phone lines open, sort of, at 629-7970. Been pretty darn active, Brian and Leo. And, well, we've got all three of them rocking and rolling, so let's go with caller number one. Hi, welcome to Computers and Internet with BLH Computers. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. I have a question.
Go ahead.
I have a laptop that the keyboard will not work. I don't know what I did. I did something probably stupid, but it will not work on anything.
It doesn't function at all? No typing of any kind?
No.
Have you tried plugging in an external keyboard?
I've shut it off. I've done everything, but... nothing.
No, have you plugged in a USB keyboard?
No.
Okay, you may want to try that. That'll let you know that the computer itself is functioning fine and it's just an issue with the keyboard. And it is just a connection. It can come loose. The keyboard itself could be bad and need to be replaced.
I see. Okay, so I should have that looked at, right?
Yep.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right. Not a problem.
Thank you. Hi, welcome to Computers and Internet with BLH Computers. Good morning.
Good morning. I sure enjoy this program. I have maybe a simple question. I don't know.
Okay.
About a year ago, I was talking with a lady who had a phone that takes pictures. I have an iPhone, 4S. She had a different brand. And she showed me a little feature on it where it would take a picture, and then you could, through some means, very simple, make it look like it was a line drawing. I thought that was really cool, yeah, a line drawing.
Right, yeah, it's going to be a third-party app that, well, I know some versions that they took, they had some native software that was on there that could do that. If the iPhone does have a few things that you can change, like, you know, the color and stuff and mess with the pictures.
Right.
If it doesn't have that line art, I'm sure there's a third-party app that you could do some research on to find to download that will do that for you.
Okay, now just maybe a follow-up on that. I'm not stupid, but I'm not very familiar with my iPhone and the apps. What would I know how to go to apps, but what would I look up?
Probably like photo editing.
Okay.
This would be the best search.
Okay. All right. You answered my question. Thank you very much.
Alrighty. The phone lines are somewhat open at 629-7970. Let's go to line one. And sorry, we couldn't hang on that long, I guess. 629-7970 will get you on the air, and we'll have Brian and Leo, of course, answer your questions. I'm TJ, your doorman. Our friends in Taylorville got some speed, baby.
They do. The local company in Taylorville, CTI, they have been working arduously for the last about a year and a half, and have about another year and a half, and they will have the whole town of Taylorville lined with fiber. So
it's good for you.
It is. So what that means is those that are looking for the high-speed internet connection that you can only seem to get in the bigger cities, they have it. And it is even faster than what you can get in these bigger cities. It is fiber to your house. So you're going to get, you know, yeah, they have packages where you can get 50 download speed, megabits download, and 50 megabits upload.
That's the important one, going up.
Yes, so.
It is incredibly valuable for businesses.
Yes.
It is, you know, really nice for gamers. but for businesses, it is incredibly convenient. And you could actually have it with your phone. BLH uses it as our internet and our phone.
They have TV packages also, so they can have your all-in-one.
Yeah, and the nice thing is it's a local company, so. If you have a problem, you're not calling India. You're calling their company there right across the street from the high school. You can go in and talk to them if you're having a really big issue. And it's just an amazing service. In fact, the owner is who installed our service at the store. He showed up to take care of it. Doesn't seem
that's how local it is.
Yeah.
It's, the guy you buy it from actually shows up at your door.
and can explain it and answer questions and make sure that everything's running. It's incredibly reliable. The service we had before would go up and down occasionally. This has been
steady,
constant up, no issues, flawless operation. It's been really good.
All right, let's go to the phones here real quick. Hi, welcome to Computers and Internet.
Hi.
Hi.
What do you see as the next big wave of whatever coming, whether it be, you know, we've in the last 5 years came into tablets and just a different, you know, it was netbooks, it was this, it was that. What do you feel is the next big wave? And then with the Roku boxes, the big hang-up for me are the live sporting events to cut the cable. Is there any way to get around that? Is there any a la carte service that you can purchase or anything? And how soon do the regulations catch up with the technology? We can see beautiful ads on whatever and have them, but to get live television or network television, the restrictions are just so, you know, so crippling. Thank you.
And thanks for your call. Well,
I know the thing that they're kind of pushing, it's kind of here now, but it's really in its infancy, is wearable devices and health.
I think they're really trying to figure out what the next big thing is.
Right.
That's one of them.
They're hoping that the wearable technology will be next. With PC sales still staying where they have been. They've been expecting, you know, the death of the PC recently. I think you're really going to see a lot of movement towards large scale things that will actually run the home, to where you can have the computer control a lot of different things through one centralized utility. The Nest has been really big, and they've been going with it lately. I know a lot of the alarm companies are pushing, you know, you can through your phone, you can make sure that the doors are locked and you can turn the air down when you're gone. You know, it notices things like that, and it actually will help with your heating and cooling, turn lights on and off, even at random, so that, you know, at certain times of the night, lights can just, like, track through the house like you're going somewhere.
I've seen this movie.
I think that's going to be another thing, because people want that level of convenience. Mm-hmm. They want the Star Trek type of stuff. And I think we're really going to start going towards that, where you have a computer that is the, you know, multiple screens, and, you know, somebody can make sure that everything's working, but then you have the kids with their tablets and, you know, the iPads, and schools are now giving them laptops, and everybody is needing to be connected centrally with everything that they have. The sporting events question that he had, Mark has something through NCAA. where he can watch live games. He pays for it. It's a subscription service. Mm-hmm. I think ESPN offers a subscription
service. Yeah, and they're going to have a subscription service coming out where you don't need, and we were talking about this earlier off air, as a lot of these stations, TV stations, whatever you want to call channels, are wanting to kind of cater to those cord cutters that are out there. So they're going to be offering their streaming service like ESPN or the NCAA or even HBO Go, which you have to, right now with HBO Go, you have to have a subscription with a cable company or a Dish or DirecTV company before you can have access to the HBO Go streaming. Well, HBO announced that they are going to be coming out with an option for those cord cutters out there that do not have a cable service or a DirecTV service to where they can get the HBO Go service. I do believe the pricing that I've read is going to be like $15 a month and then you can have watch all the HBO shows available, which has some of the cable companies and
rather upset.
Yes, because again,
they're perplexed.
You know, but yeah, I know ESPN is coming out with one, so that'll help with a lot of that live sporting events. You know, so they're getting there with that. It's just, sometimes it takes time for them to realize, hey, this is a market we should get into.
And I know Apple TV works very well with Apple products in the way of Mark can throw the screen onto a television that's connected to an Apple TV so that you're not watching it on your phone or your iPad. Those are types of things. Chromecast is another one that would utilize your phone to connect to Netflix or any of the other pay services that might be out there to watch your live sporting events that would actually put it on the television. I don't know how the Roku box works. I don't have one, so I don't know if it has apps built in for those types of things. I know Apple keeps adding new apps to it so that you don't have to go to Showtime, Cinemax Go, just like HBO Go, and you can throw the image to the screen. Well, they've just added Showtime Go to the programs list on the Apple TV.
Okay.
So now I don't have to go to watch a movie there.
Is again, their direct competition with the Apple TV, so I'm sure they have apps that are exactly the same as the Apple TV.
To throw it out there.
I'm going to throw one out there. There's this thing called Slingshot. I guess if you have a Dish and you're trying to maybe shoot your thing to your phone, you can do this with the thing called Slingbox or something like that.
That allows you to watch real time on your phone. So like when you're traveling, you can bring up whatever's on TV at home on there. So that when you're in the hotel room,
you got your local show or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. On your iPad. It doesn't work that great. Well, it works great on your phone. It's just 3 inches. So.
Well, you know, if I'm going to tune in to watch my Bears maybe lose, you know, that's all I need, you know?
Right. And yeah, I know that you have that NFL Sunday ticket, you know, especially with the football games and you want to watch them, you know, I guarantee you they're going to have, you know, streaming options for that. You know, it's there. It's just them coming to the conclusion that, hey, there's a whole other market for us to tap into.
The bigger issue is, and one of the next big things that you're going to have to see is, and Apple really started moving in that direction, is utilizing your Wi-Fi connection to do a lot more. Data on your phone is getting more and more expensive. They're limiting your unlimited plans. Mm-hmm. I know if you don't have an unlimited plan, I don't think there's a way to easily get one on the major carriers. Sprint and T-Mobile are trying to get more people by saying they'll offer the unlimited, but your Verizon and your AT&T, it's difficult to get an unlimited plan on multiple devices. So a family plan is very difficult. So when you have four phones, that's where a lot of people are going to want is this. They don't want to have to watch their minutes because when you're watching a major sporting event streaming live on your phone because you're driving down the road and your wife is driving and you want to know what the game is doing, that uses a lot of bandwidth. And when you only have 10 gigs, you're going to use a lot of that quickly. Mm-hmm. We had one of the guys at the shop always used it as his hotspot for home. He didn't need Comcast because he had a Verizon phone that could create a hotspot and, you know,
shoot it right back.
Exactly. It allowed him for his internet. And you're going to watch that. A lot of that's going to get converted over. I find it funny that Apple built in the Wi-Fi, where it'll make Wi-Fi phone calls.
Yes.
So when I'm at work, my phone will actually make the calls through Comcast internet instead of using
the towers.
The towers.
Wow.
So, and that's going to get where providers are going to start knocking heads with each other, because now Verizon doesn't have to use Verizon data to make the call. It uses Comcast data to make the call.
It's all going to be one big thing.
Yeah, it's just one of those, how is it all going to work out? And you're going to start seeing a lot of control issues coming into play.
Well, you know, as much as folks will say, you know, we don't need all this regulation. Well, guess what? You just outlined right there and why there needs to be a traffic cop.
Well, you're going to run into a lot of issues of the companies don't want to work together.
Of course not. They want proprietary
stuff. They want it all their own, and is where you're really going to get a backlash is when they try to do that. One of the newest things that Apple put into the new iPad that didn't get a lot of attention is the SIM card that they installed in there for your data package is for all of them. So Apple originally had it set up to where you would only have to do month-to-month plans.
Sure.
And when you bought it, you would say, I would like the AT&T version, or I would like the Sprint version. Now it's all of them. So whoever's offering the best plan deal, you can switch to them. So if AT&T had the good deal in January, but now you are traveling and you want to buy a month in July, and Sprint offers the better deal, you can switch to Sprint on the same iPad without having... You may start seeing those types of things come out where the phone, you may have to pay more for the phone because they're all rebated and such like that. The phone's like $600 if you don't sign up for a monthly plan. But if they can get the prices to where you can start, well, I don't like this plan anymore, I'll switch, you may end up with better prices. But that's from a manufacturer's standpoint, which is why Google bought Motorola so that they could start doing their own phones to where they can,
is it, you know, right there, provide that service and provide other services on top of services.
Exactly.
And layers and layers and layers of applications.
But that's where you're going to see a lot of changes going as well. So I don't think we're going to have, like the guy asked, the next big thing. I think you're going to have a lot of little big things.
It's going to be wide.
That are far reaching, and we're going to see a lot of consolidation across platforms that let everything work together seamlessly. And you have a lot of bleeding edgers that have been playing with this stuff for years. The Nest, for example, has been around for, I want to say, 4 or 5 years, maybe even more. But you're going to start seeing more and more and more things where it is installed on your phone, so it watches your positioning on the phone, knows when you're coming home, so it turns the air up so that it's not hot when you get home. And those types of things are going to start growing. Nobody likes to come home to a dark house, so it's 9 o'clock at night. It notices you're coming home, so it turns the lights on for you so that you don't have to come into a dark house. And it can tell these things by where you're at.
Well, I'll tell you why. That sounds pretty cool, but I'm still waiting for my damn flying car.
Yeah, I know. They promised me. I want the hoverboard. They promised me that in 2015.
If it comes with the sneakers.
I want the hoverboard. It's supposed to be here in 2015. I really don't think that's going to happen. But
still hold out hope, son.
I know. And I do want the flying car as well.
We've got more coming up right here on Computers and Internet with BLH Computers. Welcome back to Computers and Internet with BLH Computers. I'm TJ Hart. Along with Brian, Leo had to go open a store.
Yeah, we have a couple of guys who have a event. That's why Mark is in Allsup. He's covering for Jake there, and Leo has to cover for Miguel in Springfield today. So
we're just putting everybody where they need to be.
Yep,
moving the chest,
shaking them up a bit, shaking them up a bit.
There you go.
But it's fine.
Oh, indeed. We were talking about all kinds of different gizmos and what the next big thing is going to be, and it looks like it's a wide variety. Right now, let's take a telephone call. Hi, you're on Computers and Internet with BLH Computers.
Yeah, I've got a question concerning the game trend. You know, I don't really care for any of the new game systems. I like instead of the shoot 'em up first person action games, I like the intellectual thinking games. You know, like Civilization.
Oh, I love Civ. So
right.
I don't play the. I'm more along your path. I don't want something that I have to sit there and quickly.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
The faster the system is, the faster I can do something. So some of it is skill based and some of it is system based. I would rather something that I need to sit there and strategically figure out how I need to do this.
Exactly, and that's what you know. I'm looking for. I don't want the stuff that makes my fingers sore. I want the stuff that exercises my brain. You know.
And PC is the way you want to go with that.
That's what I was thinking. And it's been so long since I've had a computer, honestly. I'm not a big fan of the way the internet's going. It's so hard to find anything. You get on there, it's like abject consumerism, which I don't mind as a libertarian.
Well, the nice aspect you have is with PC, there's a gaming, I guess, platform. I don't know what you would call Steam. It's a marketplace that allows you to buy games, but it also allows for the ability to log into your account and be able to play the games that you've bought, even when you're somewhere else.
Right, okay.
And where with Civilization, it's fun to play against the AI, but it allows everybody who's bought Civilization plays, you can join games and play against each other.
Right, that's one of the few things I like about some of the first-person shoot 'em ups, like the Black Ops.
Yeah, you're not playing against an AI. You're playing against actual intelligence.
Yeah, in Black Ops, I've never been able to sneak up on any of the AI-generated people and plant a sticky grenade on their head. I have done that to other people in the game.
You know, the sad thing about those is you can't do that with the 12-year-olds out there playing it. They're the one doing it to you.
Oh, I do the 6-year-olds, man. Yeah, I don't
you
care.
Play with the same.
I call them diaper snipers. You get up on a Saturday morning at 8 o'clock and get on one of those games, and that's the only people that are playing. I like shooting.
Yeah, exactly.
From 100 yards away.
But you start playing with some of those teenagers out there, and they will kick your butt.
Oh, I know. Because
they have nothing.
Years old.
Well, they have nothing better to do but sit there and play those games and get better. I really enjoy playing Steam that way, and even some of your older games that are out there, they've put them on there. So for $5, you can get some of the older games that you used to play. Like, I really liked Sid Meier's.
Excellent.
Sid Meier's Railroads is one I really like.
Yeah, I like a Railroad Tycoon. Yeah. I like a lot of the older ones, too.
That you can sit down and relax and plot and plan, and it's not something that wears you out by the time you're done.
Yeah, I think
it.
I was about 12 years old when Pong came out, and I figured a way to get in there and speed it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I ended up joining the Navy nuclear power electrical program.
So, but no, PC gaming is the way you want to go. The consoles are really not.
Yeah, that's the way I was thinking too. Okay, well, thanks a lot, man. I appreciate it.
You have a great day.
Talking to you.
It's what we're here for.
Oh, about time to wrap up the shop here.
And we talk about everything on here. As we've gone the gambit of cell phones. The only thing we didn't really touch on today was printers.
First time in 6 weeks we didn't have a printer issue.
Yeah, I didn't have a printer question today, but we try to do everything that we can. You can get all of our contact information at blhcomputers.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. All of that. All the stores open at 10. You're welcome to come on in, ask any questions you got. The woman who is in Taylorville can bring it in, and we'll try to fix what we have. You know, we try to give you that personalized attention if we can. But again, blhcomputers.com for all of our contact information, store locations, all that good stuff.
Yep.